This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, in the last few days we have in this Hijri year, the year 1445, we come into close this blessed month of Dhul Hijjah into Al-Muharram, one of the blessed months as well of the year, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. Brothers and sisters, as we come to the end of a Hijri year, we start now talking about commemorating one of the major events in the history of the Ummah, a decisive time, a decisive event by which Imam Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, he chose as one of the most significant events in the history of the Muslim Ummah that he used it to mark the beginning and the end of our calendar year. He didn't use the revelation of the Quran. He didn't use the Battle of Badr or the conquest of Mecca. He chose strategically Al-Hijrah to show how significant that Hijrah was and the really the true meaning, the transformation that happened in the history of Islam and the Ummah when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, they moved from Mecca into Medina. There are so many lessons we can learn from the experience of the Hijrah. And I'm sure that many of us already read about them and heard about them. But one thing that strikes me, subhanAllah, the most, that we don't really speak too much about it, is on that journey that we all take in our life, physically or otherwise, there is an element of support that we all hope for to have on such a very important journey in our lives. And that I mean by that is having a trustworthy companion, someone that you can trust them with your life to go with you through the perils of such a journey. You see, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they moved from Mecca to Medina, that was a physical journey. They moved from Mecca to Medina, they moved themselves from one location to the other one for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then, that wasn't it. That wasn't the end of that journey. The whole purpose of it is to separate themselves from a place of darkness, from a sinful lifestyle, from a place where someone besides Allah subhanahu is being worshipped, to go to the purity of faith, the safety of iman, and the ability to live by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That type of journey, that type of hijrah, never ends. And each and every one of us, we're supposed to be considering ourselves muhajir in that sense. We're supposed to be considering ourselves on a constant journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the ulama, they call it as-salikin. Like you are the seeker on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That journey never comes to an end until you meet your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, قال إن المهاجر من هاجر ما نهى الله عنه. The true muhajir, the true immigrant is the one who migrates away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidden, which means those who lead a lifestyle only pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every single day, you're in a constant struggle not to be pulled back again to that location. You want to stay away from it, that hijrah, that spiritual hijrah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, when the Sahaba, they migrate from Mecca to Medina, it was a dangerous time. Alhamdulillah, nowadays we travel from Mecca to Medina in a couple of hours on a train. 4 or 5 hours, you take it subhanAllah by bus. And you fly even from Medina to Mecca and Mecca to Medina. And alhamdulillah, nothing to worry about. But back then, they used to spend about a week or plus on the road, in the middle of the desert, surrounded by all these hostile tribes that tried to cut them off from that journey and probably even to finish them. They undertook that journey and they knew how dangerous it was, but they still took every possible effort and mean to make it happen. Why? Because they believed in the purpose. They understood the meaning of it. And my dear brothers and sisters, that same understanding still applies to us today in our time. And I'm talking about our spiritual journey in the times of fitness and trials like ours. Nowadays, everybody's looking, subhanAllah, how the future is going to look like. We thought it was bad last year, probably. But now as we see how the presidential race is happening, what's the future of the community here and the world and so on, Allah knows what's going to happen. There are so many fitnah happening. Islam is under attack like never before in our recent time, probably. Being a Muslim is no longer something safe. You can't even travel anymore anywhere, whether in the country or outside, besides, you know, being conscious of being of your iman and your Islam. And especially our dear sisters who are visibly Muslims with their hijabs. And that's something very dangerous. But we're going to take and undertake that journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do you need on that journey? I need a trustworthy person, someone that I can take with me on the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask yourself, my dear brothers and sisters, those you surround yourself with, the closest friends of yours, the circle you are surrounding yourself with, are the people you trust in with your iman, with your deen, to lead you to the akhirah, to Jannah, al-Firdaws al-A'la, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salihim, may Allah make us among them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Do I have at least one of these individuals that I can trust my iman with, so I can take them on that journey with me? See, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us that in a very symbolic way. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was given the order to release the Muslims to go to Medina, they were leaving in groups and small numbers and individuals and so on. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, his best friend, came to him. Qala ya Rasulullah, I seek permission to leave. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, just wait, ya Abu Bakr. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assign you a companion to go with. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq kept coming, ya Rasulullah, is it time? Can I leave now? He says, no, just wait. Maybe Allah will give you a companion to go with. So he got the idea. He was understood the hinting to it. So radiallahu ta'ala anhu wardah, he didn't even ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's permission to prepare. He started preparing on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived and he came to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, qala ya Abu Bakr, it's time. So Abu Bakr says, qala ya as-suhba, is that the companionship you're telling me about? He says, it is. And he starts crying and weeping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him out of the whole world and all the Muslims and the believers to entrust him with the life and the safety and the well-being of the Messenger of Allah. Like now, what a huge responsibility, Jama'ah. What an unbelievable responsibility to be the guardian of the most important person walking the face of the earth. The one who's carrying the divine message of Allah to the world, you're entrusted to be taking care of him on such a very dangerous journey. That was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. And why would the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even accept that or even call him for this? Because he was a trustworthy person. Do you have someone like this? That you can say, I can trust this brother, I can trust this sister with my life, that I know they will never, never betray me in terms of my iman and my faith. They will always push me to do better and take care of me and protect my iman as much as they protect theirs. Do I have someone like this in my life? Wallahi, that's a question we keep asking ourselves, especially as things get harder and harder and more difficult, subhanAllah. That becomes more important because we get disoriented, we get distracted, we get scared sometimes, and we start wondering and start questioning many things that once considered for us stable things in our iman. But you need someone who always nudging you, saying, ittaqillah. It's okay. Let's go to the salah. Hey, it's time to go and give da'wah. You know what? We're not going to actually just stand down. We're going to stand for the truth, for justice. We're going to support this and that. Do we have these people around us? And if you don't have them, maybe you should look for someone like this. And if you don't have that, probably maybe you are not at that level yourself. So I need to upgrade myself, upgrade my iman, my interest in the deen and the da'wah, so I can attract people like this. So we become partners in that khair, inshaAllah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. You see, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, the Prophet chose him for many reasons. I'm going to share with you a few things about Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. The number one thing is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trusted him and he loved him. Trusted him. That's the word, trust. And how can you trust someone unless you've experienced this individual long enough to say, I don't even have to question this individual's iman or this individual's honesty and decency? How many people around us that we've been together for so long, but you still maybe don't trust them? And how many people you can trust in your life? So that trust comes from the long companionship. Someone, when you go back with your memories, and your memories with this individual, they were all good. They were all khair. How many people do you have in our life that they can give us that level of trust? The second thing, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh was caring for his companion, for his friend, without even asking. Like we said, he used to do that for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was preparing the two camels, preparing the provision, he even hired the guide and hired everything before even the Prophet asked, because he knew they're going to need that, so he just, okay, I'm going to work for this on his behalf. So he asked, we're ready for it. How many of us really care about the well-being of our brothers and sisters more than we do to ourselves? That's a very important thing with the companions that we have around us. The third thing, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he knew the task and it's going to be dangerous. He's willing to sacrifice himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the friendship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the beginning, he put all his household as well for the sake of protecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His son bringing him the news, his daughter bringing food and provision, him being with the Prophet in that cave in the middle of nowhere, just being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even when the mushrikeen, they came so near to the opening of that cave, he was worried. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, it's okay. What do you think about us? You know, Allah is with us. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Don't be sad, Allah is with us. Because he was so concerned for his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, one thing, subhanAllah, of the story of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show you how much he loved his messenger. We don't pay attention to these words in the hadith, but wallahi, they mean a lot. You see, as we were going on that journey in the middle of the desert, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, atish, he was thirsty. So they stopped at a tent where there was a shepherd and the lady over there. They have some goats or camels. So he said, so I went immediately and I asked for milk. So they gave us milk. I gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala, faja'ala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yashrab wa yashrab. Qala, hatta radit. He goes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was drinking. He kept drinking until I felt satisfied. He didn't say until he was satisfied. He said, I was satisfied with his drinking. Like I was happy that he got enough, alhamdulillah, that make me feel satisfied that he's getting well. Can you imagine that? Like, can you imagine when you feed your children, we feed your spouse, and you feel satisfied because they're enjoying the meal that you're providing for them, alhamdulillah. It's to that much love Abu Bakr as-Siddiq has for his friend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he prefers the Prophet's satisfaction and well-being over his. That is a man is considered trustworthy on that journey. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala wa arda, he also, what he did, he continued with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and taking care of until he arrived into the city. Like he never left him in the middle of that journey. Never. They stayed together until the end of it. And we arrived in Medina. The people were confused about who was Rasulullah and who was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And he was a very smart man. He saw the people's confusion in their eyes. So what he did, he takes his cloak from off his shoulder and he shaded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He puts the shade over the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's when he saw the satisfaction in the eyes and the smiles of the people to recognize, oh, so that was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, that tells you how close they were, that people who didn't know who they are, they couldn't tell the difference between the Prophet and his companion, his friend. Imagine you become with someone like this on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're always on every single part of the journey, going there for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. Brothers and sisters, now what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give Abu Bakr as-Siddiq in return to his trustworthiness and his loyal companionship? I mean, that's a reciprocal relationship here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never forgot that to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Number one, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قال لو كنت متخذا خليلا اتخذت أبو بكر خليلا. If I would take anyone to be my best friend, my most beloved friend, it would be Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. ولكن الله اتخذني خليلا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he chose me as his khalil, his beloved. So I cannot choose anybody over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what, even Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So he mentioned that publicly so that people recognize how valuable the connection of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet ﷺ, he was ill in his last illness, he kept calling the people, says, Muru Abu Bakr falyusalli bin nas. Make Abu Bakr Siddiq lead the people in salah. And people are giving excuses, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr Siddiq, his voice is not strong. Call Umar. He goes, Muru Abu Bakr falyusalli bin nas. Let Abu Bakr Siddiq lead the people in salah. Like he's basically telling them, I'm choosing the best for you. So he gave him the honor to be the one who comes after him. Which of course was the hint the Prophet ﷺ was sending the Ummah about who should be your leader. That I'm satisfied with this man to be your leader. And he was, radiallahu ta'ala wa rida, the profound leader after the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ never forgot about the position of Bakr as-Siddiq and his service. So when people, one time they kind of complained to the Prophet about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he was very upset. Like he said, I'm not going to hear anything about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. No one dares to complain to me about Abu Bakr. He proved himself already. He sacrificed his life, his family, his wealth, everything. And he says, he was the one who believed me when you guys first lied, said I was lying. Like he never had doubt in me. When everybody else had a doubt and hesitant before they gave their shahada. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Prophet ﷺ comes to him and says, Ya Abu Bakr, I got a revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm the messenger of Allah. He says, I believe you. No question asked. Because he knew how close he was with his friend, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored his beloved Abu Bakr as-Siddiq by marrying his daughter Aisha radiallahu anha. Can you imagine now that honor to be from the household of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? All of this to show him the honor, how close he was to this man, and how deserving of all the khair and the barakah that was given in his name, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm saying this because, subhanAllah, Allah knows what's going to happen in the future, what's coming next. But things are getting actually very difficult, and the fitna is becoming strong. The attack against Islam and Muslims and singling us out, subhanAllah, and almost everywhere you go in the world right now. You're going to need that support. You might not get the support of the whole ummah, but if you have one individual that you're always in contact with, you trust your iman with this individual, now that is gold. And if you don't have that individual, I suggest that from today, you think about your circle of friends. If you're missing someone of that type, maybe you should now try to reconsider and look for these people who will definitely be the best companions on that journey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and provide us from his rahmah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, no matter how hard our journey is, as we now travel on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want you to remember and never forget the true hijrah that our brothers and sisters in Gaza are going through and has been going through all these months. From the north to the south, from one station to the other one, constant hijrah. You're seeing the people moving constantly from one place to the other, and the whole world is watching. If you think your journey is difficult, if you think your journey is so hard for you, just remember these brothers and sisters what they're going through right now. If you think you need a companion, imagine what they need from us. Imagine what they need from us, more than just a companion or a companionship. But you know what? I feel, wallahi, when I look at them and I look at their stories, it's very inspiring. The way they support each other, the way they protect each other, the way they care for one another, they don't need our physical companionship. But they need your support. They need for this injustice to come to an end, that occupation to be over with. We need that. And that the least we could think about as we think about our journey, how no matter how difficult that is, think about them. And you will see that, alhamdulillah, no matter what you're going through, it's still easy and simple, and you can easily, alhamdulillah, overcome that. But please, my dear brothers and sisters, do not forget about our brothers in Gaza, Ya Rabbi. May Allah protect them, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their protection. We ask Allah to protect our brother and sister in Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa to be there for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to alleviate their sufferings, bring them peace and tranquility in their lives, Ya Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa to shield them from any harm, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And to all the mustada'afin and those who are being taken advantage of, those who are being oppressed, Ya Allah, we ask you to bring them justice, Ya Allah. justice in this dunya before the akhirah. Ya Allah, we ask you to provide us in this dunya a companion that will be trustworthy to take us to you in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to guide our heart to that which is most pleasing to you, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa aqim as-salah.
Brothers, sisters, just move forward, please. Fill in all the gaps. A lot of brothers, sisters standing in the hallway. Brother, move toward your right side. And then, brother, sister, move toward your left side, inshallah, to create a space for the others. Brother in the hallway, please come inside. Got some space, open up.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استنفر استنفر استووا استقيموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله. Let us know when you're ready, inshallah, in the back. بسم الله. استقيموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجرك يتيما فآوى ووجرك ضالا فهدى ووجرك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت وتعالى إتال الجلال والإكرام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I have just a quick request from you, inshallah عز وجل. If I can have the Ansar poster posted actually on the screen, جزاكم الله خير. Brothers and sisters, as you can see, mashallah, we are moving, inshallah, with the construction and the expansion. As you can see, alhamdulillah, the place is always full, no matter what salah we, how many salawat we do, it's going to always continue to be full. But in the process, as we continue with the project and the expansion, we don't want to fall short on supporting our programs here and our community and our masjid, inshallah, azza wa jal. So I'm requesting from you, whether you're a resident of Valley Ranch area or the Irving area or coming as a guest over here, if you see value, alhamdulillah, in what you participate in and what you attend, why don't you become an Ansar? An Ansar, inshallah, that we have the Ansar Club, which are those the brothers and sisters who, alhamdulillah, they put their donation on auto pay on monthly basis, and they just kind of leave it there. In Hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about the seven people or seven categories of people who enter Jannah, but under the shade of Ar-Rahman will be no shade but His subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them, he says, a person who gives in charity, so much so that his left hand doesn't know how much his right hand has given. Put this in your auto pay, $100, $50, $25, as much as you can, more or less, inshallah ta'ala, and keep it going on your behalf so you don't have to even count how much you give, how much khair. And every khair that will come from this community, from the programming here, from this facility, inshallah ta'ala, you are a partner. And you're getting your share in the reward. And I ask Allah subhanahu to make it heavy for you in the scale in the dunya that will end you in Jannat al-Firdaws al-Ala Rabbil Alameen. So please consider to become a VRC Ansar member, inshallah, azza wa jal. You can look it up, scan the QR code that you see on the screen, and give generously. Barakallah feekum. Jazakumullah khair. And if you see anybody who's wearing, mashallah, these nice green, olive green shirts, the QR code in the back, you can also scan it. So Brother Salim is going to be walking around, inshallah. Just keep scanning his back and he'll be fine, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do you have an appeal? Oh.
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, next Jummah will be at 3 p.m. The next Jummah khutbah will be at 3 p.m. Inshallah.